How is the weather impacting things?
Well, at this point, the weather that's actually here isn't doing too much. It's more of the fear of what kind of weather may be coming that's having the impact on the convention. They've already canceled most of today's events. This was supposed to be the kickoff day with a lot of speeches. They were going to open the entire session at 2 o'clock. That's still going to happen, but that's only going to last about 5 minutes. GOP Chairman Reince Priebus, who used to be from Wisconsin, still is from Wisconsin, will open up the session at 2, but he'll immediately put it on hold until tomorrow because they don't want people crossing some of the bridges that span the bays down here to have to come in. There's delegates all across this region, and they have quite a lengthy trip, and they could be stranded on some bridges that are miles long, and he just doesn't want that to happen if the weather does increase, if there is a storm surge. So they're playing it safe with today.
Now, speaking of the schedule, we will have Scott Walker and Paul Ryan still speaking, but that schedule's been shuffled around a little bit.
Yeah, they've moved a few things around. They had a conference call last night to say that their main high-profile speakers are all still going to get those primetime slots. They want to make sure that when the big networks go live and broadcast to the whole country, that they get the main people to be speaking. And that's caused some of the smaller name people that they'd hoped to slip in there in the prime time, like the small business owner from someplace, or you know, the former Democrat who voted for Obama who's now voting for Romney kind of person, they won't get that national spotlight, but all the big name speakers will still be there.
I assume you've spent some time with the Wisconsin delegation. I don't recall a time when Wisconsin has had this prominent a role at a national convention for either party. How are the people from Wisconsin feeling about their role of prominence?
Everyone's really, really excited. People get excited for a convention anyway. You don't become a delegate and come to a convention unless you're really passionate about your party and your place and your activity and the role you can play. But when Wisconsin's this prominent, the bursting with pride is not an exaggeration. They're so excited to be here. They feel like their ideas, their passion that's played out in the state over the past couple of years is being recognized on a national level with the prominence of some of the people at the top of the ticket, or second place in the ticket, with Congressman Paul Ryan.
You have Paul Ryan on the ticket. You have the momentum after the recall election. Wisconsin is very much in play in this presidential election, is it not? And would give Wisconsin to Republicans perhaps for the first time since 1984.
Yeah, and that's what people are definitely thinking. I know early on after Paul Ryan was named, a lot of political scientists and pollsters poo-pooed that and say, well, it'll be a micro bump. They won't see too much of a lift from Paul Ryan. And, Wisconsin is still Barack Obama's to win. But the people here feel differently. They feel that once Paul Ryan's message gets out there to the rest of the state, not just his own congressional district and partisans, that people will, even if they don't necessarily have wanted to vote for Republicans, they may do so out of some obligation to the state. I mean, you have to remember, Wisconsinites are very loyal. The entire state feels pride when one of their own gets elevated to a position. And they're hoping that even if that's just a very small fraction of the electorate, that may be enough, because in 2000 and 2004, it was a razor-thin margin for the state. George Bush almost carried Wisconsin twice. So it's certainly not out of line to think that Mitt Romney with Paul Ryan can do it in 2012.
Thank you, Zach. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.